Glacier National Park.
Tim McCracken works as the information receptionist at park headquarters in West Glacier. He says he fielded a fair number of phone calls Thursday morning. What were people asking?
If the park was open. And it indeed is.
Oh, you're the most popular person in the park, huh? You're the only one, too?
Brenda Wohl at the West Glacier Visitors Entrance is not the only one there. She is one of about 250 people back to work at Glacier Park. Wohl says traffic has been fairly steady, about average for this time of year.
They're telling us that they're glad the park is open, welcoming us back, very excited to be able to go in. They're asking about animals.
Wohl says she received notice that the park would reopen Wednesday evening, but driving up to work Thursday morning, she still wasn't sure.
Coming up, I wasn't positive that I would be able to, so yeah, I was glad when I got here that we were back to work. And
Public Affairs Officer Denise German says the park had about 20 to 30 people working during the shutdown. She herself was on part-time handling communications with park employees and with the media. She says now everyone's back, playing catch-up.
One of the biggest issues I think we have this time of year is the local visitation, because this is when a lot of local folks come to the park. We get about 50 to 60,000 visitors just in the month of October. And I think the majority of those are some local folks that come out to see the fall colors, enjoy the park maybe when it's not so busy. Another instrumental projects that we have in the park relate to winterization of our facilities.
German says this means closing down the lodges, housing, and preparing the water systems for the cold winter. She says during the partial shutdown, rehabilitation construction continued on the Going to the Sun Highway.
How are you? Good. How are you? Good.
Now, furloughed park employees are back on, white trucks with government plates coming and going from headquarters, where the lights are on and people are back at their desks.
You know, I think everyone is delighted to be back to work, and I think we talked about this earlier. The folks that work for the National Park Service, they love the resource. They love the natural and cultural resources of Glacier National Park, and they love the visitor. And that's why most of us are into the job that we're into. We enjoy what we do. We believe in what we do. And not being able to do that is very challenging. And then to be unemployed at the time is very challenging at the same time.
German says the future for park funding remains up in the air.
I'm not sure that we even understand what this continuing resolution or this budget bill that has been passed, what it means to us as a Park Service site. I believe it's back at sequestration levels, and it will be very challenging to continue the management of the park in the way that we've been managing the park with the resources provided.
German says right now they'll just have to wait and see what happens in January. For now, Glacier Park is open, with access along the west side of the Going to the Sun Road scheduled to stay open up to the Big Bend until Sunday.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.